Okay, so we're going to continue on from where we left off last week. Erech in Chaf Hei Amaral, Erech in 25a. It's going back on the Mishnah of Eimechash Vin Yamim. So just to explain what we discussed in the Mishnah says that normally when you're trying to figure out, trying to calculate how much to pay back to buy a field off of Hekdesh, over there you pay based on a set rate of, let's go, Zarechem Yisarem Mechavishim Shachal Kasaf. Let's just try to translate pretend using the English words of say $50 per acre, but those $50 per acre isn't really $50 per acre. It's really $50 per acre for 49 years, meaning that when someone's typically makdish over there, the hekdish applies for 49 years, after which it goes to hekdish. Meaning that when if I go and buy the field off hekdish, I buy the field now, either buy it for myself or whatever the case may be. So over there, when I'm buying it off of Hekdesh, I'm really buying 49 years of field off of Hekdesh. Therefore, when I pay $50, that means I'm really paying $1.02 per year, per acre. Therefore, if I only buy it back after 25 years, I'll be paying $25.50 to buy the field off of Hekdesh as a basic calculation. Now, the halacha is that Hekdesh has a right to decide whether they're counting months or not counting months. What does that mean? So that would impact as follows. Say a year passed since Yovel, now we're up to year 48, and then then another 3 days pass, another 2 months pass, whatever it may be. So now the field is into its 48th year away from Hekdesh. There's two ways to calculate. Either I could say that what I'm obligated to pay is basically on a ratio of 47 years and 10 months, in which case I'll be paying for 47 years and 10 months of the field. Or I could say that since I'm currently into my 48th year, I'll be paying for the full entire 48 years. In that case, obviously, it would benefit Hekdesh. Hekdesh would benefit by calculating it as 48 full years, and this individual would be obligated to pay the rate for 48 full years. There's one case where it would benefit Hekdesh not to count the full years, rather to count it as months. The halacha is that within the final 2 years before Yovel, over there, if someone wants to buy it back, we saw in the Mishnah, the halacha is that he's obligated to pay for the full 50 for the full 50 shekel. He does not have the ability to deduct based on the years. He doesn't pay, you know, 2 shekel and two pudyon, only paying, say, $2.04. Rather, he's obligated to pay the entire 50 shekel. So in that case, say we're now in the second year, and after a little bit less than 2 years before Hekdesh, 2 years minus 3 days pass. So now if they would calculate it as being two full years, then you'd only be obligated to pay $2.04. Now that we're calculating by the months, we're saying that it's less than 2 years away from Hekdesh. Now he's obligated to pay for the entire 50. In that case, it would benefit Hekdesh not to count the days. Therefore, there's a shorter point left to Yovel. If it's less than 2 years, now he's obligated to pay for the entire value of the entire 50 shekel. The Gemara says Tana Rabbanan, and says there's a well-known brayse that says as follows: how do we know that you do not calculate for months based on Hekdesh? Meaning, if Hekdesh benefits by not counting months, rather by counting as full years, as we discussed in the first part, say two months pass into the 47th year, over there you're obligated to pay for the full 48. How do you know that? Tama lemer v'chishev lehakayin as hakasav. The kayin should calculate the kasav al pi hashanim anesrius, based on the remaining years. So we see from here, you calculate years, you do not calculate based on months, and therefore he's obligated to pay for the full 48 years, not 47 plus 10 months. How do you know that if you want, you could calculate months? What would that case be? That would be that if you donated at 48 and a half months over there, by calculating now as being a complete year, now it's obligated to, if you were to calculate it as a complete year, then he would only be obligated to pay for 2 years. Now that we're not calculating as a complete year, rather what we're calculating it as a half a year, now he's obligated to pay for the full 50. Tama lemer, for that we have the pasuk. The pasuk says v'chishev lehakayin. Mikamakim, the word v'chishev lehakayin can sound like in any way, can sound like regardless of how you calculate, and therefore this that way of reading the pasuk would imply that you would even calculate based on the months. Okay, now we're on to a new mission. The mission says as follows: Hamakdish sadeo b'shas hayevel. If someone is makdish a field at a point when yevel still is in effect, so over there he's nes and zera chaymer sarim b'chamishim shakel kesef. Then he pays 50 shekel for a zera chaymer sarim, which means seed of a chaymer. Chaymer is a measurement of sarim of barley. So for every chaymer sarim, which we'll see in the Gemara will speak out a little bit more clear. That means a field that gets seeded with using one chaymer of barley seeds. So, you know, it's essentially saying 50 pounds. 50 pounds of, let's make up a number, 50 pounds of barley seeds, that size field, the field that it takes to seed with 50 pounds of barley seeds, over there, you pay 50 shekel. If there were ditches that were 10 tfachim deep, or if there were rocks that were 10 tfachim high, those do not get calculated together with it, and they would be calculated separately. We'll see that in the Gemara. If the ditch was less than 10 tfachim deep, or if the rock was less than 10 tfachim high, nimdad and ima, those would be calculated together with the rest of the field. If you donate it 2 or 3 years before the yevel, nice and pidyon, sala pidyon l'shana, you then pay it one sala and pidyon per year. The explanation for this is, as we said, that every year, if you have 50 shekel, that would go from now until Yaival. That means that per year I would be giving one shekel plus a little bit. That little bit is called a pudyun. If he says, Harini Nasin Davar Shana Bashana, say now he requests an installment plan. He says now it's the 25th year, so instead of me paying 25 shekel and 25 pudyun, I'm going to pay every year one shekel and one pudyun per year. I don't have the money for it right now. I can't get a mortgage for it. Rather, we'll work out installments. We have a payment plan. I'll be paying up one shekel and pudyun per year. So over there, ain shayman lay. We don't listen to him. We say, nope, got to pay it all up front or no deal. For that, ala nesin es kulei ke'echad, he's got to pay for it all at once. Echad baylim echad kaladam. The halacha is that this way of calculating, this way of payment, applies equally to the owners or anyone else. Meaning that whether the owner buys the field off of Hakdish for himself, or if someone else wants to buy the field off of Hakdish, it always goes at the same rate of a sala and pudyon per year, per zerachim or sarim, per 50-pound, you know, field. Ma bein bailim l'chaladim, what's the difference between the bailim, between the owners and anyone else? Ela shahabailim neisun chaymish v'chaladim eneisun chaymish. The difference is that in addition to paying this salo pudyon, he has to pay an additional fifth. The rule is that when someone buys his own property off of Hekdesh, over there he has to pay an additional fifth as opposed to everyone else. They're not obligated to pay the additional fifth. Tana, the Braita says as follows, kor zarev le kor tfua. The kor, the 50 pounds, is calculated as 50 pounds of seed, not 50 pounds of produce, meaning that obviously if I'm putting in 50 pounds of seeds, I'm hoping to receive more than 50 pounds of produce. Over here, when we're referring to zera chaymer sarim, we're referring to the seeds of a chaymer sarim. One chaymer of seeds, not one chaymer of produce. It's a larger area. Ma pilas yad v'lay ma pilas shvarim. It's hand seeded, not ox seeded. One of the ways to seed a field is you take an ox, you put out like a bin with a hole in it, and the ox walks up and down. And it's constantly dropping seeds behind it. The issue with that is it's a little bit less efficient. You can't exactly plan where every seed goes. Therefore, you're going to have to put more seeds into a smaller property. When you do it by hand, you know exactly where every seed goes. Therefore, you could be a little bit more efficient and put less seeds in the property to receive the same produce. Now, the 50 pounds of seeds we're referring to are hand-seeded, so it's larger area, not ox seeded, which you would have to then put a little bit more seeds in because the seeds aren't properly placed. And Tani Levi says, Leim Avav Leim Medak, not overly seeded, not under seeded. Elabani means properly mid level seeded, not heavily seeded, not under seeded, just standard. So the way that we calculate is how much field does it take if someone were to hand seed a field just at a medium level. The Mishnah says as follows. It says, Hayusham nekar ma'amukim, if you had the ditches that were 10 tefachim deep, the halacha is that they do not get calculated together with the rest of the field. The Gemara asks us the question, v'liktishu ba'apei nafshayu. So, but let them become kaddish by themselves, meaning that the halacha is that we follow a ratio. Zerachem re'sarim b'chamishim shakal kasef follows by a ratio. So, if I have a field that I plant 50 pounds of seed, I pay 50 shekel. If I'm planting something that I plant 100 pounds of seeds, so over there, I'll pay 100 shekel. What would happen if I planted something that I could only plant 25 pounds of seeds? Then in that case, I'll be paying 25 shekel and so on. So the Gemara asks that following through with the same ratio, I should have the same thing also applying to a ditch. You're right. The ditch itself is not calculated with the field. It's a deep ditch, and therefore it's not part of this field. Fine, but let the ditch be calculated as its own independent field. And that independent field follows through the same ratio as this field. And so therefore it makes no difference. If I'm paying the same amount for the area in the ditch as for the rest of the field, so you're right, I don't calculate it with this field. But at the end of the day, the numbers come out the same. Since I'm paying the same amount for the ditch as I'm paying for the rest of the field, why is it that I don't calculate them all together? Who really cares whether you calculate them together? You don't calculate them together. Since the payment is at the same rate per square foot, let me just measure the field and pay this amount for the area on top of the ditch as well as the area in the ditch. The Gemara says, "V'chi teima, given that they have a base core, they have a kanchi. Maybe you'll tell me that the halach is that you need to have zerachemir sarim mechamishim shakal kasaf. I've got to have a base core. I have to have that exact area. I have to have an area that I can plant 50 pounds of seeds. But if I have an area that can only plant 5 pounds of seeds, 1 pound of seeds over there, that area is too small. And for that, we do not follow through with the ratio." The Gemara says that's not true. But it says in the Brayta, "Sada matamalemer." Why do I have to say a sada? I already say area that you plant. Obviously, area that you plant is a field. Lefisha namer. Since the pasuk says zerachem reserim mechamishim shakal kasaf, the area to plant 50, one chaymer of sairim, which we use the word 50 pounds of sairim for 50 shakal. Ain liyalo hashiklish kinyan hazeh. I only know if you planted exactly that amount. If I plant exactly one chaymer of sairim, minayin. How do I know l'rabbis lasach to include even smaller measurements like a lasach or a chatzi lasach, sa tarkav, chatzi tarkav, even much smaller measurements. Tablamer sada mikamakam. For that, the pasuk says the word sada. Any field, always all fields are calculated based on this ratio. So the Gemara says that I do find that even a smaller amount, you would follow through with this calculation, this way of paying. So therefore, the Gemara asks. So if so, let me just measure the entire field. And you're right, the area inside the ditch is considered a separate field. But since the payment is equal to all of them, let me just measure the entire field. Amar Mar Akva Bar Chama, Mar Akva Bar Chama says back, Hachal B'nikam Malayim Mayim. Here we're referring to ditches, but not regular ditches. Ditches that are filled with water. The Labnei Zrininu, that you can't plant in them, in areas that you cannot plant, that's not considered a sada, that you do not pay. Zerachem Yisarim B'chamishim Shekel Kasav. Those things you do not pay 50 shekel per chaymer sarim, which we use the word 50 pounds of seed. Dekanami, and that's also, it seems apparent from the Mishnah. The Mishnah was referring to a case where it was filled with water. Dektani dumei deslam. We say that if there were ditches that were 10 tefachim deep, or rocks that are 10 tefachim high. Now, rocks, obviously, you can't plant on. So the same way we're referring to when we refer to rocks, areas that you can't plant on, so too when we're referring to ditches which are filled with water, or ditches that you can't plant in. Shema mina. The Gemara says, Yachi pachas mikanami. The Gemara says, if these things are anyway areas you can't plant on, so why are these ever calculated with the field? It sounds like only because the ditches are 10 tefachim deep, only because the rocks are 10 tefachim high. That's why we say that we do not count them with the field. But if they would be less than that, then they would be counted. If I have a low ditch, not such a deep ditch, a shallow ditch, or a low rack, either of those cases, they would be calculated with the field. Why is that? I mean, it would appear that these are things that you can't plant on. They're not considered part of the field. The Gemara says that no. Hani nagi da'ara mikru, those are called puddles in the ground. called spines of the ground, meaning that that's just considered the form of the ground. When I have a small puddle that's less than 10 tefachim deep, when I have a rack that's less than 10 tefachim high, it's just a different shaped ground. It's not viewed as being a separate area. Therefore, these things are not considered separate. They're calculated together with the field. Once they're already deep, now I view it as being its own independent area, something separate. And because it's something separate, now you would have to go see if it's not cedar, if you can't plant in it. In that case, you do not follow based on this calculation. Okay, the halacha is that if you're Kedisha Shtayim Mishalash, Tanur Rabbanon, if you donate it, let's say, 2 or 3 years after Yevul, in that case, you always detract one sala and one pigeon per year. V'nigra me'arkacha, af mina hektish. It says v'nigra me'arkacha, it means that even hektish, you decrease it. What does that mean? Shem achla hektish, shana ishinayim. So that would be that comes to include two cases. So again, we have someone that was makdash a field. The halacha is that you're constantly decreasing one shekel and one pudyon per year. But there's two different ways that you could have a year pass. One way is if it passed before I donated it. So I only donated it 25 years into hakdash, and now I immediately want to buy it back. The other way is if I donated it right away, right after Yevul, but then a bunch of years later, when the 25th year before hakdash, now I want to buy it back. So there's two different ways. Either one of them is that Hektish owned it for a large period of time. In that case, I only pay based on the point when I'm buying it back, not at the point of donation. And the other way is that the donation happened right away. The donation happened at a later date. The Gemara says that she'im achla Hektish shana yishtayim, if Hektish ate from it using for a year or two, inami loyachla shayso lefanav, or if Hektish did not eat from it, rather it was in front of him, nice and salo pudjin lashana, you give a salo pudjin per shana. It makes no difference whether or not the donation happened right now, or if the donation and I only bought it back, you know, 25 years before Yevul, or if the donation happened 25 years before Yevul, regardless, whether Hektish took advantage of the property, Hektish did not take advantage of the property until I bought it back. In all cases, I pay based on the point when I'm buying it back. V'imamar hareini nesin. If a person says I'm paying back now year by year, Tanur Rabbanan. Minayin shamar shem amru bailam hareini nesin dvar shana b'shana. How do you know if the bailam, if the owner say I'm going to pay back year by year, meaning that I'm going to pay my shekel and pudyon one, you know, every year in installments, and not pay the whole thing at once. Shein sheminlam, that we say no deal. We're not taking that. Tamal lemer, for that the pasuk says v'chishav le'yakayin es hakesef. The kayin will calculate the kesef, the money. Achei kulei kesef kulei ka'achad. It sounds like that he calculates the money. It's written only in a lashon yachid. It's written in singular form, and therefore there's one single payment made. You do not give him year by year. Echad bayam ve'echad kol adam. This same halacha applies whether it's the Bailam or anyone else. Ma bein Bailam v'chaladim, what difference does it make whether it's the original owner or someone else? Shabailam eis l'chaymish v'chaladim eis l'chaymish. The only difference is how much is the payment, that the Bailam, the owners, they pay an additional fifth. The regular people do not pay an additional fifth. If someone else wants to buy the field, he does not pay an additional fifth. Okay, now we're going to discuss the halachas, this new mission. We're going to discuss the halachas about what happens when Yevul comes after a buyback. Hektisha v'gala, if someone donated a field, and then he bought the field back off of Hektish, any yaitzim yada b'yevul, he keeps it. Once Yevul comes, it's his field, he keeps it past Yevul. Gala b'nai, let's say his son bought it back, so I donated the field and my son buys back the field. Yaitzil ava b'yevul, the son owns the field until Yevul, but when Yevul comes, he then passes it back to his father. Gala acher, if someone else, a random person off the street, bought it back, I acher me hakrevim, or a cousin, an uncle bought it back, vigala miyadai, yoitz l'kayanim b'yevel. Then in that case, it goes to the kayanim once Yevul comes. So the halacha is that if someone buys a field off of Hakdish, they only buy it until Yevul. After Yevul, it goes back to the bailam. So if someone else buys it, the purchase is only until Yevul. Once Yevul comes, then the purchase is over. If I buy it for myself, then the purchase goes on forever. And what happens with the field when Yevul comes? So if it's a son who will eventually inherit it, that case it goes to his father by Yevul. And when his father passed away, obviously he inherits it. When, if we're dealing with some stranger, in that case, once Yevul comes, it goes to Hektish, and Hektish gives it to the Kayanim, they divide up the field. Gala Echamin HaKayanim, if a Kayan bought it off, V'harehi Tachas Yadai, And now he owns it. Layemer, he cannot say, Hail v'hi yaitzel l'kainan b'yevel, since regardless will get divided by the kainan b'yevel, v'arei tachas yadi, I own it already, harei yishali, so let me keep it. Ela yaitzel v'tachas yadi mischalek as'cholach ha'b'kainan. Rather, we say that, no, it goes back to the kainan, and the kainan divided up. So we can't say, I have a greater right to this field, because I owned it until yevel, and therefore I'm keeping the entire field. Rather, he only gets his share, his proper portion, but he's got to give back the field until yevel. We'll stop here for this week.